Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know that the answers are there for the Texans. I don't know if this game's going to be as good as we think. I haven't made a bet on it. The more and more I think about it, though, the more and more I think Chiefs minus 9 isn't...
To me, if you're going to play it, that's the way to go. I'm not sure enough about what I'm going to see out of either of these teams. I don't know what that secondary is going to look like. If it looks exactly the same as it did last year, they're going to get torched. And the reason why I would take the Chiefs and give the points is I have a better feeling they're going to show up ready to play than the Texans are.
Let's also remember the Rockets didn't shoot poorly again last night. They actually shot pretty well. I think they were 40% from three. It felt like they shot well enough to win, and they didn't, because the truth of it is they're just not as good as the Lakers.
Well, and we talked about this before the series. They were probably going to have a game where they played pretty well and didn't win.
And that's what we saw. We've actually seen two of them.
Yeah.
They played pretty well, and they're just overmatched.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch and hear the commentary that goes on the breaks. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. It's all available on podcastarena.com, or will be shortly. Pretty sportsy, but hey, it's a sportsy time.
Hey, speaking of sports, I'd like to offer a programming note. If you're a fan of the National Football League,
I am.
Great news on Sunday. Let's say on Sunday you're like, oh, I'm not going to be home. I'm not going to be able to watch the games. I got to drive around, do this, blah, 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 or that. Well, good news if you're out and about. On 97.5 and 92.5, you'll be able to hear National Football League games. You'll be able to hear the Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers at noon.
It's a good way to start the season, right after Moneyline.
And it's 7 o'clock, Los Vaqueros de Dallas, taking on the dreaded L.A. Rams.
And here's a tease to the next couple segments. Three of those teams I will be talking about in my predictions.
Okay.
Four.
All right, baby.
So there you have it. That's awesome, man. Love to listen to the NFL on the station, because sometimes I will be out and about.
I think I've scheduled more NFL than we've ever had on this station. It may be overkill. I don't know, but I'm throwing it on there. There's a lot of NFL. We're going to carry this. I think I've scheduled 27 or 28 NFL games so far.
Wow. And
yeah,
potentially more. In the newspaper business, we used to call that carpet bombing.
Yeah,
you just drop everything and then people pick what they want and hopefully they'll like it. So
including I think 12 of the 16 Cowboys games we'll be able to play.
That's pretty awesome.
And
we get some Saints.
Yeah, we've got some Saints. Later this month we'll have Saints Raiders. I'm trying to get up. I'm a big believer in, you know, if you can have NFL on your station, have the NFL on your station.
Agreed.
So I'm going to put as much as I can on there.
All right. Well, let's jump right in then. These are our officially unofficial predictions, because realistically, we're just kind of guessing. But we do keep track, and we come back at the end of the season. And almost always, somebody has a team in the playoffs that nobody picked, and they're right. And inevitably, we all have a team that we think is going to be like in the championship game at the least, and they miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
So just most notably, I think it was the Saints for me 3 years ago before they got on this run the last couple of years. So let's start it off. Let's do the NFC first. How about we start out West?
That's a tough division.
Would we agree best division in football probably?
Absolutely.
I think that there's three legitimate playoff contenders, and I think Arizona's much improved, but by much improved, I think
I think there's four. I think they can make the playoffs.
I just don't think they're as good as those other three teams.
Okay.
I think they could be 8-8. That's not going to get you in. Although you get the extra team this year, so maybe it does. That, and now I got to predict an extra team. Thanks. Totally forgot about that. I think it's hard to dislike San Francisco. And I would point out, like, 2 years in a row, the NFC team came out of this division.
Are we just picking the division winners and wild cards, or are we picking the order of the division?
We usually do the full order of the division.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you go first, then.
I'll go San Francisco. I don't feel great about it because I think Seattle's right there behind them. And then I'll be silly and say, I'll say Arizona and then the Rams.
I will take Seattle to win the division.
Okay.
I'll take San Francisco. I think they're both going to be around that 12-4, 11-5. Rams third, Cardinals fourth.
Okay. Aaron?
I'm going to go Seattle one, Cardinals two, 49ers three, Rams fourth.
Ooh. Disrespect to the 49ers. Look at you.
Y'all buying into those Cardinals. As much as I love that they covered the spread last year, it's not like Kyler Murray was...
Didn't win the games, I guess.
I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is not going to suddenly make them a 12-win team. I hate to break it to you.
I'm counting more on San Francisco doing something stupid and screwing up, or Jimmy Garoppolo losing games for them, basically.
See, I don't see that. I think that's one of the better coach teams. I think you're going to... I don't think Garoppolo is a guy that... he's... I mean, he needs to be better, but they got to the Super Bowl last year with him at quarterback, and he's got a pretty damn good play caller on his side. So, I think it's a dead heat between Seattle and San Francisco. Frankly, it comes down to the end, and then I think the Rams bounce back, but these aren't the Rams from the Super Bowl.
Okay,
we move to the South.
This is a tough one.
You know what? It's really not. I'm going to take New Orleans 1, Atlanta 2, Tampa 3. I just don't buy the Tampa hype. I think Atlanta's going to be better than people think. And unless Drew Brees' arm falls off, this is a team that's been really close the last couple of years. I see no reason why they aren't again.
I'm going to go the same way. New Orleans, Atlanta, Tampa, Carolina. Tampa misses the playoffs despite all the hype.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I've got that the exact same. So okay. We're across the board.
Damn.
I do. Like, a lot of people predict in Atlanta to be like 7-9. I think they're better than that.
I've seen a lot of that. I think this is a 10-6 kind of team.
I think it could be.
And, you know, you look at them the last couple of years, they started off terrible last year, but they got better as the season went on. I think they're going to be better this year. And they may fool me, but, you know, I almost always pick the Falcons and Saints, so... This is nothing different.
Nope.
We move to the North.
I mean, I think you pick the Saints every year. I normally pick the Falcons every year.
No, I think there was one year I actually picked Carolina.
That's crazy.
Or no, I might have picked... I picked Tampa to win the division a couple years ago when they thought they were going to be good.
Well, that was dumb.
Well, okay, fine. But I don't always pick the Saints, you liar.
Are we at North?
We're at North.
I'll go mini Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit.
I have the same way.
Aaron?
I have Green Bay, Minnesota.
Okay.
Chicago, Detroit.
Yeah, so Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit for me. All right. Let's go to the East with Vaqueros de Dallas is my top choice. Philadelphia second. To me, this is fairly easy. Giants third, Washington fourth.
I'll go Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, football team.
I'm going to call on the... I like this whole Washington FC thing.
It's like the Washington football players.
I've got Dallas, Giants, Philly, Washington.
Whoa, look at
Ooh.
You. G-Man!
All right, so... We have...
I think we can agree, if everyone stays healthy... For the entire season, Philly and Dallas have considerably better rosters.
Yeah, I think it's between those two in that division. I think it's between Minnesota, Green Bay, and the North. South, I think we agree it's going to be New Orleans and Atlanta, and Tampa's not going to be good.
I'm going with the Eagles only because I think they've got the better quarterback.
They do have the better quarterback. And for Dallas to get as far as I'd like to see him get, Dakota's going to have to be a lot better this year and not just put up numbers. And stop using that as your argument. He's got to beat winning teams. He's got to be good in the fourth quarter. And if he is, I think they're a Super Bowl contender. But I'm not giving all that away yet. So So the number one seed is the only one that gets a bye, correct?
Right.
So who's your number one seed going to be?
I think it'll be, man, I think it'll be the Saints.
Yeah, I'm between Saints and Vikings.
That's who I was between.
Yeah, I mean, I think, because I think the only thing that worries me is if Tampa is good and if Carolina is better than we think, and we both think Atlanta's going to be good, then there's going to be some more losses in that division for New Orleans. But
I can't pick the NFC West team, whoever it's going to be.
Yeah, because I think
that
division
is just too tough.
Yeah, agreed.
And, I mean, the Vikings have I think the Packers are right there with them. But I also I don't think the Falcons are too far behind the Saints either.
Yeah,
so.
I'm in full agreement on all that.
But I lean to Saints being the number one seed. My wild cards.
You get three, right?
You get three. Atlanta, Green Bay, and Seattle.
I'm going to go. I thought I was going to be. You know, I thought I was going to be unique picking Atlanta. So. Nobody else. Every other projection I've seen is like 7-9. That was going to be my team. Thanks for stealing them.
Oh, I pick them every year. Come on.
But I have Atlanta as one. San Francisco as the other. Green Bay as the third.
I think we have all the same playoff teams.
No Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have Philly. You have Dallas. That's the only difference.
Right. So you have Dallas missing again?
Yeah.
And I have Philly missing. Okay. Aaron?
I have, for my wild cards, Minnesota, Atlanta, and the G-Men.
Oh, you're crazy. You're high.
Oh, no, I love it. I love it, man.
And number one seed, I think, is Seattle.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you've been smoking that reefer every time you get out there to Denver, I can tell.
All right, we're not really going to go through every playoff matchup because I'm not even sure how they're going to work other than, you know, those 16 are going to play. But let's pick an NFC champion.
I will pick, mostly because I think it's just such a massive advantage, I want to pick the Saints.
I do too.
I think I'm going to go ballsy, though, and I'm going to take the Eagles.
I, as much as I usually would default pick to the Saints here, as you like to make fun of, I'm going to do Saints fan a solid and not pick them because I do and they...
You're going to pick the Vikings.
I'm going to pick the Minnesota Vikings to make it to the Super Bowl. I think it's... I really like this team. I think this is the year. And Dalvin Cook obviously has a big year that takes all the pressure off Kirk Cousins. And I don't want Kirk Cousins winning games for him. I just want them to not lose them. I think the rest of the team's good enough. So that dooms the Vikings to missing the playoffs. Just warning you now.
Probably. All right, we got to hit a break. We'll do the AFC on the other side. Oh, yeah.
I've got Dallas, which is a trendy pick for a lot of people, but I think they can squeak by, and I think they'll end up getting there.
Well, nope. Egg on my face if they do, because I didn't have them in the playoffs.
Now, that was my third choice after Minnesota and Saints. So, all right, we're going to take a very quick break here. We'll come back and do the AFC. Include where your Houston Texans will finish. Your beloved Houston Texans. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and we've gone through the NFC, and now it's time.
The American Football Conference.
One time back in the day, AJ, it was the American Football League.
I remember it, Fred.
Yeah, you'd have to be a hep cat to remember that. All right, let's get started. I guess we'll go out west to start things because that seems to be the easiest one, at least at the top. I'm taking Kansas City, shocker, to win the division.
You're so bold.
I have Las Vegas second.
OK. Okay.
Denver third and the Chargers fourth.
Exact same order.
Threes.
All right. Well, that was easy.
All right. We'll save the South.
We didn't plan any of this out. We didn't discuss any of our selections previously. So it is what it is.
Yeah, we were just all reacting the same as it comes up. All right, let's go to the AFC East. I struggle with this one, and I saw that, speaking of old people, Peter King picked Dolphins to win this division. Man. I do think the Dolphins are going to be better than people think. Man, it's hard for me to pick against Belichick, but I do like this Buffalo team, and I think Allen takes a big step this year, and if he does, I think they're a legit contender to get to the Super. You know what would be awesome? A Buffalo-Minnesota Super Bowl.
Somebody's
got to
win.
Somebody's O has got to go. I'll take Buffalo first. I do think New England's still second, Miami third, and the Jets fourth.
I like the Bills. I think the Bills are going to, they're in for a big season, assuming Josh Allen is the real deal, which I kind of think he's turning into. I think he's sort of a poor man's Lamar Jackson. And their schedule is friendly, particularly early. Jets, Dolphins, Rams, Raiders, Titans. I think they're going to start 5-0. And then they get Kansas City at home. And I'll say that's a winnable game for them.
And maybe with fans by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a... In fact, I had an article we never got to predicting each team's first loss. And that was the one they predicted for Kansas City was at Buffalo. So
I'll go Bills. And I think the Bills win this division by two games at least. And then I'll go Patriots, Dolphins, Jets.
Okay, so same as me. Aaron?
I'm actually going a little bit different. I've got the Bills, then the Dolphins, then New England, then the Jets.
I don't think that's crazy either. I don't think it matters because I don't think there's a team above 500 in this division besides the Bills.
Yeah. I don't have a wild card coming out.
Yeah, here's a spoiler alert. I don't have a wild card coming out.
Okay, so
either.
None of us do.
All right. To the north. North of the wall. I like Baltimore to win this division, but I think this is going to come down to Baltimore and Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's going to have a big-time bounce-back season. I mean, this team was really good last year, especially after adding Minkah Fitzpatrick on defense.
Yep.
I mean, they almost make the playoffs.
With nothing at quarterback.
With the Duck and Mason. So, with Big Ben back, I like this team. I actually invested in a couple of his receivers in fantasy. So I'll take Baltimore, Pittsburgh, going to be close. Cleveland third, Cincinnati fourth. I just don't think Cleveland's going to be that close to those two.
I think the Ravens are so hard to game plan for because they're so different than anything else in the league.
Although teams have now had enough time where if they're going to be able to figure it out.
But no. We're in a, like you almost have to specifically, it's almost like going against the option in college football. Nobody runs the ball really at all anymore in the NFL, and the Ravens just broke the all-time NFL record for rushing yards in a season. So it's they're a freakish anomaly, which I think makes them really difficult to deal with, and they just own the ball. Clock management, I mean, they dominate ball control.
And oh, by the way, they're really good on defense.
Yeah. To me, it's the Ravens. I like them. I think they're going to be the one seed, and then I'll go Steelers. Browns, Bengals.
All right, and now the division.
Did Aaron pick that one?
No, he didn't. Sorry,
I have the exact same way.
Okay.
Raven.
I don't have Baltimore as the number one seed.
Did you go Browns, Bengals, or Bengals, Browns?
Browns, Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jose Burrow. Just don't think it's going to be that great of a year for Cincinnati. Finally, to the AFC South, and since you already teased on Twitch that you're picking Indy, I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, I'll go Colts. I don't know. Texans and Titans, I think, are a coin flip again for me. I'll default and say Texans 2, Titans 3, Jags 4.
I will listen. I like the Colts coach. I like a lot of their talent. I don't know that they've upgraded with Phillip Rivers. I really don't. Now he's got a really good offensive line in front of him, but this is a guy who likes to lose games late. He's not nearly what he was. I think the Texans do what they always do, which is win the damn division.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to go farther than the Colts in the playoffs, because I think you could see very similarly to what you've seen the last 2 years. Texans win the division, then lose to the Colts in the first round. Texans win the division, and the Titans make it to the AFC Championship game. But I'll take Houston first, Indy second, Tennessee third. Jacksonville, fourth.
Yeah, tough call there.
Yeah.
That's the way I have it. Houston, Indy, Tennessee, Jacksonville.
Okay.
And as far as playoff teams, obviously I have KC, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo as the division winners.
Who are your wild cards?
So I get three wild cards, correct?
Because I've got KC, Colts, Ravens, Bills, and I'll go Steelers, Raiders, Texans.
Give me Steelers, Texans.
You have them winning the division.
I'm sorry, Steelers, Colts, Titans. Three out of the AFC South.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't, that's not as far-fetched as you might think.
It's not.
Because if you actually go
they look. They'll have two free squares. Well, except the Texans. The Texans could easily blow one of those
games.
Well,
yeah, they're going to lose one of those. But actually, the South has been, it's not, everybody keeps calling it a garbage division. It really hasn't been. I mean, it's not the NFC West, but, you know, it's been better than people give it credit for. All right.
I have Pittsburgh, Las Vegas, and Indy coming out as wild cards.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have all the same playoff teams, Aaron and I do. I think you and I might. No, we have one different.
Yeah.
No, you have Houston as a wild card. I've got Indy.
Yeah, but we have the same playoff teams.
Yeah.
No, you don't have the Titans in.
Yeah. Me and you are different because I don't have the Titans.
Right.
And I have the Raiders.
Right. Which I like that pick.
Yeah.
Okay. So who is your number one seed? Who is your Super Bowl team?
Ravens.
I really, really want to pick Buffalo.
Don't do it. You'll only feel the heartbreak.
I know, but it would just be the most awesome Super Bowl ever if it's Buffalo and Minnesota.
I do know that if the Bills are as good as I think they can be and they make a run, I feel like I would be like almost in fan mode. I would almost feel like a tinge of excitement, and I don't want it to happen. I don't want to let myself become a human and feel that emotion because I know how it ends.
With them losing to the Vikings, the other team that's never won it. Thing is, to me, the Chiefs are the safest pick, but I don't want to be safe. I want to have some fun here.
Yeah.
And Baltimore, the only thing about Baltimore is I just wonder if Lamar Jackson's going to snap at some point. And that team is not a Super Bowl team without Lamar Jackson. So give me the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC.
Look at you. You're a wild man.
Let's be bold.
All right.
Who was your number one seed?
Baltimore. So
I've got KC as my number one seed and also coming out of the AFC.
All right. And who's our champion? Who's your champion, Aaron? Give your prediction. Who will win the Super Bowl?
I've got Kansas City beating Dallas.
All right, Fred.
Handily.
I have your Buffalo Bills beating the Vikings.
You're insane.
No, I'm not. I'm not insane. If you think they're going to be that good and they can get there, they can damn sure beat the Vikings.
Yeah, but, dude, you know what? This is the first time in a long time that I've felt like the Bills are well coached. So I will give them that, but I can't do it. I mean, as a head coach, they've had some decent coordinators along the way that they've Rex Ryan came along and fired. I'm not going to, you know, allegedly Rex Ryan. I don't know who it was, but I do like their head coach and I like their quarterback. So they've got a good coach and a good quarterback. I think for the first time in a long time, but I can't put them that far. I'll take Ravens over Eagles in the Super Bowl.
That's a more reasonable one. I'm taking the two long shots so I can say if they made it.
You'll look like a genius.
A genius.
We want to do a quick bonus on what team do you think is going to get the number one overall pick?
Oh, the Jags. I honestly can't picture anyone else.
I think the Bengals could be just as bad again.
I think it's almost impossible to be as bad as Jacksonville.
Now, they won't draft a quarterback, but they could be. I still think Jacksonville has got, I mean, I don't know.
I think they're so terrible, and I don't think they want to win, honestly.
But you know what? We said the same thing about the Dolphins last year. By the end of the season, they were beating teams better than them. So,
the Dolphins had Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, the Jags have Gardner Minshew.
Exactly. Now, you've just proven my point.
So who would be your number one, Fred?
Well, Jacksonville, but I wouldn't kick the Bengals out of bed on that one. And I also think
you're going different?
I'm going Washington.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the other team.
It's not ridiculous.
That should be in your Exacta box. So,
But he also believes the Giants are good. Therefore, he thinks there's three decent teams in that division and one awful team, like we think of the AFC South. I think the Giants are better, but I don't think they're a good team yet. So I don't think that it's the Washington football team. I don't think it's a lock. The Washington football team, if they do get the first pick, I bet they would take Trevor Lawrence.
I think they would, yeah.
I don't think the Bengals would.
No, they couldn't.
But the Washington football team and the Jags, those are the two most logical choices.
All right, we'll do some awards when we come back. How about that?
I got to tell you guys about Boomer Naturals. Everybody's got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. If you're going to wear one, why not wear one that actually protects you? Isn't that smart? Like, you could just put a bandana around your face, and then you're allowed to go inside the store. Good for you. But you're still at risk when you don't need to be. If you're going to have to wear a mask, make it count. And Boomer Naturals does just that. They've got a 3-layer, comfortable, and highly breathable mask. They come in sizes for adults, teens, and children because fit matters. You don't want some loosey-goosey mask letting all the germs in. And they've got the nano-silver, the highly protective nano-silver woven into the fabric that blocks the tiny little droplets and particles from getting into your nose and mouth, and that's what you want. They've got the neck gaiters like Fred likes to wear, and they donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens and thousands of Americans in need. And I love that. Go to BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20% at checkout. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. Or go to a CVS. You'll find those Boomer Natural masks at your local CVS today. That's Boomer Naturals. BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman.
ESPN. 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Didn't mention it today, but Jalen Ramsey got paid.
Big time, baby.
Which I'm okay with.
I heard Joel was down on it. You knew they were going to pay him when they traded for him. I think he's right there in the conversation. The only guy that I would take over him as far as cornerbacks go is probably Tre'Davious White. And, you know, he plays for the future Super Bowl champion, lowly Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
But when you get a guy like that, I don't hate paying him. He's 24, 25 years old.
You got probably 4 or 5 years of him playing as one of the best corners in the league. I've always liked the guy. And I think, you know, good on him for getting out of Jacksonville.
And having Aaron Donald should only make him better. You know what I mean? Aaron Donald, he'll make you hurry up and get rid of the ball.
Yep. Yep. All right, let's do some awards. Who would your MVP be?
Oh boy. Let's go. That's a tough one, man. I guess I've got to go with a team that I've said would do well. You know what? I'll go with Carson Wentz.
I will go with Russell Wilson.
Not a bad call.
Because I do have them winning that division. Yeah. And the playoffs don't matter for that award.
Nope.
Aaron?
It's, again.
Daniel Jones.
I'm not going that far.
Saquon Barkley.
I think Josh Allen.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's nothing wrong with
that. That'd be wild.
Coach of the year?
I'll go Sean McDermott.
That's my pick too.
Yeah.
Going Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll say this. If the Giants make the playoffs, like you said, Joe Judge will probably get that coach of the year because nobody but you sees that coming. So and as a rookie head coach to take that trash heap and that'd be impressive.
Offensive player of the year, they've started splitting up this award. I'll still take Russell Wilson for that.
they, I feel like they normally give it to different players.
Yeah.
I'll go Pat Mahomes.
Aaron?
Lamar Jackson.
No, yeah, it's not a bad call.
Good choices. Defensive player of the year.
I'll go Tre'Davious White.
That's a good pick. I'm going to say Myles Garrett has a monster season.
Okay.
Browns still suck, yeah, but he has a monster season.
Puts up big numbers.
Yeah.
TJ Watt.
Good choice. Yeah. Another good choice. All right. Offensive rookie of the year.
I'll go Ruggs.
I'll go Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
That's mine.
Okay.
Defensive rookie of the year.
Chase Young is such a. It has to be him, I guess. I think the Redskins are going to. I mean, the football team is going to suck. You know what? I'll go Patrick Queen in Baltimore.
That's a pretty good choice there.
Another guy that I love. I don't know if they're going to be good enough defensively. I love Isaiah Simmons. I love him. But playing in Arizona, it may take a while to build that defense. I think he's a football player. He can play all over the field. I love that dude. I just don't know if that team will have enough success for him to get it.
I really want to pick Derrick Brown, but it's a defensive tackle. It's so hard for a guy like that to win the award. So,
but, I mean, Aaron Donald won it.
That's true.
I want to say Ndamukong Suh won it from that position. Sheldon Richardson won it from that position. Can it happen?
Yeah, it's possible. Give me Jordan Brooks.
Okay.
I had Isaiah Simmons.
That's a brilliant play.
Comeback player of the year.
AJ Green.
Boy, that's a good pick. I can tell you who it won't be. It ain't going to be Tom Brady.
Agreed.
Or Gronk. You know what? How about Cam Newton?
It's a good possibility.
Okay. Cam Newton it is.
Roethlisberger.
That's a good one, too.
A good pick.
Yeah.
He's got a little Steeler love going on over there, doesn't he? Good choice. So, all right. There you have it. Von Miller was going to be my pick for defensive player of the year.
Whoops. I would not pick him now.
I just, what are you going to do? These things happen. But, so we have Friday's alcohol in there, correct?
Yes, we do.
So what all do we have? Let's go through it real quick.
All right. Let's see. We have this Fernet. I can't read any of these words on it, so I can't even tell you what the description would be.
Okay.
We've got...
It's black like molasses, isn't it?
It looks to be. I mean, the bottle's
green.
It looks black. Brooklyn Black Ops.
Oh, that's nice.
I have that. I love that. I have one of those. Is that the 2019 with the...
2014.
That's even better.
Damn.
All right.
He's got the same pumpkin spice that Tyler Shotgun last.
All right.
Week.
Okay.
Let's see. The Miles Davis Bitches Brew.
Tyler did say that he loves that pumpkin spice stout, so maybe he'll shotgun another one this week.
I'm hoping I get it actually off the tap while I'm in Colorado. But
yeah.
A number 7 Hellfighter.
Oh, 007.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boy, he must. So I thought he was going to the store. He must have pulled out of his his stock.
Well, some of these are cold, so I think some of them came from the store. He's got the a 6-pack of the Dr. Juice IPA from Parrish too.
Oh, very nice.
I'm really mad. I'm going to be missing this now.
That's what you get,
well,
sucker.
You know what? We don't have to do them all this week. There's some good stuff there. And. Shout out to Saints Patrick for bringing us all this.
Yeah,
he's a good dude. And,
very cool.
I meant to ask him this.
And when Aaron gets back, he's going to have the Fernet mixed with menthol tobacco flavored vodka.
That'll be awesome.
How about I just do both of the shots back to back?
No, it's going to be a blend. It's going to be a cuvee.
Well, we got to spin the wheel. You got to spin the wheel.
It'll be whoever spins it. I got a feeling, though, you try to miss this week, you're going to spin the wheel. You're going to land.
I wanted to mention the the staff from Lucky's and Lucky's Lodge is doing a takeover tomorrow at Chapman and Kirby. Mm-hmm. So obviously can't make it out to Carbach, and you want to support those guys, swing by there.
Very cool.
And my plan is maybe try to catch a quarter of the game there. I got to work. I got to ride off of it. So, but you know, depends on how things go at Carbach. I may never leave there either.
That's true. I got to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. I actually had an appointment with them this morning. They showed up at my house and they measured all my windows. And I think I'm going to end up getting my whole house done with new windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. I was just going to replace the broken glass that my wife broke. But once you get the spiel on these windows and you realize how high quality the product is, and it's worth making the investment in your house, and you're going to save up to 40% on your electric bill with these guys. These are Texas tough windows because they're built in Texas. Rain, wind, hail, it's rated for all of that stuff. It's going to let more light in. Like my house, I've had solar screens on at my house because it's made it less hot in the house in the summertime. So I keep solar screens on. They're like, oh, well, once we put these windows in, you won't need those solar screens. You can get rid of those. So my house will have more natural light. And they've still got the great deals going. No interest for 2 years on any siding or windows. 30% off all window packages. $2,500 off siding as well. They've got home or virtual appointments available. Good people, man. I'm telling you. Check them out today, 832-204-1936, 832-204-1936, or online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. Benz in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get my bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at boomernaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Late hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock at 7. Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 9. All of which you will hear not on just 97.5, but 92.5 FM. If you haven't had a chance to check that out and you're on the west side, please do. All right, let's wrap it up the way we do every Wednesday. Sorry to the last segment. Famous people who have died from the week of September 3rd through September 9th. And this is throughout history. This isn't just this week, because otherwise it'd be a pretty short segment.
Before we go to this, we talked about maybe Daniel House was out because of a bubble thing. The rumor seems to be, and I had a buddy just text me about it, who I trust and kind of I believe him, that maybe Daniel House was trying to sneak an Instagram hoe into the bubble.
Apparently, yeah, that's been going
around.
And
that's what got him.
I've heard that from several people. It's just kind of, but he has to be on a 4-day quarantine now.
You're texting friends with Mike D'Antoni?
I am. Yeah. How'd you know that?
Look at you.
Okay.
I didn't want to go with it because it's just a rumor, but since you've already gone ahead and done the rumor.
Yeah. Allegedly.
I can confirm that there is a rumor out there that AJ has reported. How's that?
Right.
All right. 2012, Michael Clark Duncan, the actor from The Green Mile, dead at 54. He was in a lot of stuff. I liked him. Let's see. Skip. Akira Kurosawa died in 1998. Of a stroke. He did a bunch of foreign films. Burgess Meredith, 1997, dead at 88. That's a pretty good run. Best known for his appearances in Rocky 1 through 3. He died in one of those Rockies.
What are we waiting for?
Okay, let's move on. Sports figures. Willie Frazier, NFL tight end with the Oilers, Chargers, and Chiefs, dead at 71 in 2013. 2012, Art Modell, owner of the Browns, dead of a heart attack at 87. 2020, Lou Brock,
Yeah, just this week.
That's a big one. Yeah. 81 years old. Also this week, and man, this one really, really hit me pretty hard. Mike Sexton, dead at 72, yeah. Prostate cancer. One of the few people I've ever known in gambling that almost no one had anything bad to say about Mike. I mean, he just incredible, a great poker player, great commentator. You know, didn't call him the ambassador of poker for no reason, and he made time for everybody. I mean, I just really sad about that one. Let's see, 1999, Catfish Hunter, at 53 from ALS. The disease sucks. One of the great names, though, I think, in baseball. All right, these all suck. Let's skip down. Okay, 1877. Crazy Horse, the last great Sioux war chief, dead at the age of 37. Not a good run.
No.
His real name was Tashunka Witko, apparently.
You wouldn't call him that to his face, though.
Well, I'd happily
do it. Would you call him Crazy Horse?
Crazy Horse is kind of a cool name.
I would just call him Chief. Hey, what's up, Chief?
Well, that's what I do with everybody anyway.
That's what I do, too, sometimes.
All right, this is where I need you to rank your favorite serial killers. 1991, Donald Henry Pee Wee Gaskins, executed in the electric chair at the age of 58.
That is a nasty, nasty dude. He was just a mean, mean son of a bitch. And
he claims to have murdered over 100 people.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but...
Is he a top 10 serial killer in America?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because you got to have personality for that, and I don't know if he shined enough. You know, like Ted Bundy, he gets a lot of points for personality.
And
he's a charming dude.
If your nickname's Pee-wee, you usually have a wee pee, which is probably why he became a killer in the first place.
That's true.
And, you probably can't be top 10 with a small penis. All right, here's your best deaths. 1970, Vince Lombardi. Dead at 57, was buried in the frozen tundra.
Yep.
I don't know if he was or not, but, you know. September 4th, 2006. It really seems like it wasn't that long ago for Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
Killed by a stingray at 44. No, I'm not going to make that joke. Okay, 2014, Joan Rivers, dead at 81 after complications from a procedure on her vocal cords. September 5th, 1997, Mother Teresa, dead of cardiac arrest at 87. Why do people
say she was a nice lady?
Why do they keep treating her like she was some kind of saint? okay.
My mother, also named Teresa.
Okay.
Also a saint.
2018.
My mom likes the reefer more than Mother Teresa, though.
How do you know?
I just got a feeling.
Are you saying you can't really be a great missionary of charity and win a Nobel Peace Prize if you smoke weed?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you can.
Okay. I'm sure she loved the devil's lettuce. Okay. Burt Reynolds. Deliverance. Cannonball. Boogie Nights.
Yep.
A legend. That's a guy who never had any problems getting women, even late in life.
You didn't even mention Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit, the trilogy, not just...
I like to just think of it as one movie and other movies never happened.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel about The Matrix, but anyway. And 1978, Keith Moon, drummer for The Who, drug overdose at 31.
Who
are you? Who the bleep are you?
I really want to know.
Keith Moon. All right. Porn stars...
Now tell me, who are you?
You know what? That's an underrated song, by the way. And somehow they get the F word on the radio.
They do.
I don't know how.
I don't know who.
Roger Daltrey. Okay, porn star, 69.
69.
Sue Williams, 23 years old. She was the Playboy Playmate of April 1965. Oh. Died from...
drug overdose.
Self-inflicted gunshot wound. Probably after a drug overdose.
Yeah, more than likely.
2011, Gene Jennings, 54 years old.
Ooh, heart failure.
Cause of death unknown. Ding, 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 ding. You get the point. 2019, Daisy Monroe, dead at 28.
Car crash.
Suicide. Not by car crash, unfortunately. 2015, Candy Lopes, 42 years old.
42?
Yeah.
I'm going to go alcohol poisoning or death, cirrhosis of the liver.
It could have been either one. Death unknown. Another win. 2018, Eva K. You'll never guess this one.
How, what's her age?
21.
21, crushed by a boulder.
I'm going to give you this. Beaten to death by son of a Russian business tycoon.
I knew it. With and, a boulder.
And finally, 2015, Candida Royale, 64 years old.
Oh.
It's a good run.
Yeah, it is a good run. I'll go cancer.
Ovarian cancer it is for the win.
Boom.
And that
bitches
is going to wrap
not the
it
ladies
up.
Who died, but no, you no. Bitches who I told that she died of cancer.
All right, guys. We will be out at Carbach tomorrow. Starts with Josh Innocent, too, so get out there and see Josh.
Enjoy and, Colorado, Aaron, even though you have to go to a wedding.
Yep.
Oh, I will. I'll drink plenty of good beer for you guys. If yeah. I see Eric, I'll tell him, hey.
Well, yeah, bring a few back for your boys. All right. Hope everybody has
that broke my budget last year. I don't know if I can afford to do that again.
Bring something back that ages well, because I'm on a hiatus.
All right. Everybody have a great one. We'll be back tomorrow at Carbach. Until then, stay Rona free, bitches.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!